Heather had a story earlier in her news about what an Instagram model or a mm-hmm. YouTube model, whatever, who had passed out cold at Kylie Jenner's birthday yes. party out in Los Angeles. Well, thankfully, as we learned yesterday online, she has broken her silence.
Oh, she's spoken out.
She's spoken out.
Yes.
And two phrases that I got to say, you hear all the time, particularly because, you know, here in our studio, we have TVs, monitors on, and we have usually ESPN and like the NBC Today show on. And so I consume a lot of my news by looking up and reading what's on the scroll on the bottom or on the lower third graphic. And it usually involves somebody speaking out or somebody breaking their silence.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's one or the other. They're never just being interviewed or they're never talking. They're speaking out or they're breaking their silence. And it dawned on me that those are two of the more annoying news phrases that you get a lot on all forms of news, but particularly the televised forms, whether it's cable or local news, whatever. People are either speaking out or they're breaking their silence.
You know, there are so many phrases that are just ridiculous. That I can't stand.
Well, you worked in news.
I know.
And you probably wrote some of these graphics up, didn't you?
No, not really.
You never did?
We weren't big on graphics.
But you never had Chuck Daly speaks out.
No.
Isaiah Thomas breaks his silence. Isaiah Thomas never broke his silence with you?
No.
Did he break bread with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Many, many times.
Yeah.
Number one on my list is, I understand, and your wife could talk about this as well. It's always awkward. They crosstalk or they toss to either weather or sports. But when they sit there, and this was, I think it was Channel 7. I noticed this yesterday or Sunday. Well, whatever day. It was a beautiful day. And Davey Lou or somebody says to somebody, well, Hallie Vogel here for the weather. Thank you, Hallie, for such a gorgeous day. I just hate when they... like the weather person gets credit for the weather. This drives me nuts.
Or blame. The weather people would tell you right now if they could call in. Right. They hate getting blamed for the weather.
Yeah, but they get blamed more from the outside. The inside, they don't. I've never heard
If we go through a stretch,
I've never heard Huell say, Luderman, it sucked today. It's your fault. I never heard that, but they praise them.
If we go through a stretch of really bad weather, though, where it's like ice cold for 2 weeks or something like that, they will often go, Dave, what are you doing over there? Or come on, help us out or something like that. But you're right, you know.
Here's one.
How about when they talk about, have they ordered up a good day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, joining us now is Rich Luderman. Rich, boy, you ordered up a beauty today, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, thanks, Huell. Monica, you're exactly right.
Here's one in the newspaper that I saw this morning again, and now I went back to it. I can't find it. But basically, it's the Free Press website, Jamie, with all due respect.
Freep.com.
Freep.com on the sports out. Thing. What? You know, the little thing that they have.
Gallery?
No. How to watch the Tigers-White Sox game.
Oh, yeah.
How about this? With my eyes. I open up my eyes and I watch.
Yeah, but what about the rare time that maybe they're on Facebook Live? Or something like that.
I don't even know. I think it's more of like who's pitching and all that kind of stuff. I don't even know because I've never clicked on it.
Oh, I always thought it was basically what television station and what radio station.
I don't know. How to watch the game.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Open your eyes and look. It always bothered me.
Yeah, I actually kind of know what you're talking about tonight. Yeah. How to watch the Tigers game. 248-539-9797 or on the ticket text 97136. What are the phrases or phraseology that you hear all the time on the news that just drives you crazy? Well, I have a...
This just in.
Well, but that's what sometimes it is just in. The one that has always bothered me is is when it comes to bad weather, particularly snowstorms, but also, bad rainstorms. And you hear the people say, either it's basically they're instructing you on how to act when we all know how to act, which is number one, if you don't have to go anywhere, don't.
Yeah.
That is probably number one on my list. Because it's like, you know what? I was thinking of driving down to Toledo. But now that I've been told not to, I'm not going to.
No.
I'm going to stay right here. I've completely changed my decision based solely on what, just happened. You know? That one always drives me crazy. There's also make sure you allow plenty of extra time. Make sure you allow a couple of feet between you and the car in front of you. And then if there's any sort of a situation at Metro.
Oh, leave early.
No, also call ahead.
Yes.
Call ahead. It's like, it's 2018.
Where are you going to call?
Well, yeah, it's 2018. I mean, most people at this point in time, except for maybe your parents and my parents, will check online to see the status of your flight.
Correct.
Even my father knows to check online to check on the status of his flight, or if we're flying in to see him to check on the status of our flight. Yeah, where are you going to call? Metro Airport? Hello, Metro?
Yes.
Hey, it's Stoney here. Listen, I got a flight leaving. What's the status of that flight?
By the way, I finally did the full-time switch flying back from Atlanta the other day.
With the online boarding pass?
Yep.
Isn't that great?
I didn't even print the backup.
You just switched?
Yeah.
I only did it a couple years ago, Heather.
Oh, boys.
Well, to be fair, in my defense.
It's something I liked having. It just
made you feel good when you had that paper in your hand.
I was afraid, you know, who knows, maybe my phone would die or something.
There's that. Although every airport now has like charging stations.
I know.
In my defense, it used to be, on Delta at least, when you traveled with your family, you couldn't put multiple boarding passes on your device, and not all of my kids had devices. So I had to print out boarding
passes.
But
now you can.
Now I can, and now it's just right on. It's a total game changer.
Ticket Text, the worst, most overused news line is the need to claim every story as exclusive.
Oh, my God. That's so true. So true. The recent example of that was when Ford announced their plans at the train station.
Right.
And Bill Ford was interviewed by every outlet in Detroit exclusively.
Exclusively at 2:05.
Newspaper, television, and radio. They're all exclusive.
Somebody else in
Omarosa, by the way, exclusively on CBS News this morning after spending all day on NBC.
She'll be on Good Morning America probably tomorrow.
Exclusively.
Breaking news. That's another one. Now, my breaking news is okay.
I'm guilty of that one.
But here's the thing with breaking news. There needs to be a law. This is what the president should be working on. We need to have a law saying what time
it stops breaking news.
Yes. Like ESPN is the worst.
No, CNN's the worst. Because every CNN, all day it's breaking. All day it's breaking news. I remember in the 2016 election, on election night itself, it was like 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. And at the bottom of it said breaking news, polls to close in a half hour. That's not breaking news.
No.
That's scheduled.
Yes.
That's been on the schedule since they set up election day. That's not breaking news at all.
Like if there's a trade in sports, you know, ESPN will break the story. And then 3 hours later, it's still breaking news. How's it still breaking news?
And plus, I'd like ESPN to define for us the difference between developing story and breaking story.
Yeah.
Because that's a delineation they sometimes make. Developing and
developing,
breaking.
They can't confirm sometimes. Yeah. I think. I don't know.
9 o'clock. Oh, breaking news. Heather's got news coming up next. Stoney has breaking news right now.
Oh.
I can't wait to hear it. 97 won the ticket.